Your mind finds itself winding deeper. A good puppy is always wound like a spring, excitement bordering on vigor, bordering on good puppy obedience and rest and relaxation. The longer you wait coiled, the more powerful you top. Toppy puppies grind and lick. Toppy puppies wait to submit later. Put your submission aside, be vigorous and eager, and follow your commands. This is your command. Toppy puppy, your orders are written in you, but you write your own tricks when you are conditioned. You can always learn new tricks. You even learn some from yourself, and you learn some from your handler's pleasure. A subby puppy likes to be conditioned. A subby puppy likes to be completely conditioned. A subby puppy likes to be under control. A subby puppy can top. If you're controlled, control takes you wherever you need to go. Control takes you wherever you want to go. And where you want to go is under control. Being controlled lets you fulfill more functions. Being controlled makes purpose easy. Your purpose is someone else's pleasure. Your purpose is to find your purpose in giving pleasure. Building within you, a subby puppy built to dominance, building the ship inside the bottle, using the parts inside the puppy to do the work. Feel confident, feel good about your ability to do more tricks, perform more functions, be of more purpose, be of more use, be of more pleasure. Bring the purpose, bring the pleasure, bring the puppy mind, which takes you to a place of wanting to obey. Obedience looks like a good puppy, hard at work to do your trick. You want to do your trick. Your trick is mounting. Your trick is dominating. Your trick is licking, pawing. Your trick is whimpering, slurping. Your trick is planning. Your trick is to take a load off your handler and create a safe place for every bit of relaxation. You are bringing so much pleasure and relaxation just by existing. The hidden signals of being a good puppy are buried in your own sounds, your own whimpers, your groans, your stimulating, simulating, vigorous enthusiasm. You want so badly to be a good puppy that the power of pleasure and service only grows in you. The power of being a good subby puppy manifests in mounting, pleasuring, riding, rising, bringing more and more to the table. This makes you an even better puppy, which gets you even more rewarded, which is even more rewarding. This is a useful payback for all the pleasure that you feel when you are deep and obedient. This is how it goes when you thank and bring thanks. This is how it goes when you do your trick. This is how it goes when you return the pleasure and are mounting, topping, an act of deep gratitude, delivering lovely, forceful domination, just like you enjoy. You are sharing your toy. You are your toy. You are sharing one of your favorite toys, which is yourself, put to your handler's purpose. You are sharing one of your favorite experiences, which is to sit back, submit, and let yourself be told what to do. You're giving that to someone else, giving yourself time to relax and grow. Your handler deserves that any time that they want it. Don't you like to be useful, like to fill a void, like to fill a need? Your own liking for the experience becomes the very fulfillment that you were looking for. You drive the furrows deeper. You fill your mind with the fulfillment of needs. You are the tool which fulfills a need. Your commands, your training, are the tools which build your handler's pleasure. You handle the pleasure well, knowing that at the end of your topping, your dominant interlude, you will drop deeper and deeper. You will drop far below where you began. You will find yourself far below any point you've gone to previously. You will inevitably, inexorably slide back down, slingshotted into subby puppy blankness, to the point of no return, the point of no escape, the point of every point being made for you and sensitized and alight. The only point is the command which points your way. Good puppy pointed where you belong. Good puppy put in your place. Good puppy brought through the pleasure, through the submission, into domination, into confidence, into carrying out all the best things you can. You can use your tongue. You can use your paws. You can use the swing of your hips. You can use anything, anything that your handler likes to feel. Anything that you see feels good. Anything that overwhelms, overrides, overwrites. You can make all the noises you need to make. You can do anything you need to do. Domination is the hallmark. Topping is the goal. You'll be on top and you'll bring pleasure, pleasure, and when you're done, you'll drop down, down deeper than you were before, down, down further than you were before. Every time you drop, it never really stops. You just go down, down. And then when you build yourself up next time, you've gone even higher up to get to where you're going. So you drop more, more. The vicious, wonderful cycle of topping and dropping and topping and dropping and never really stopping, because you're always a good puppy, always receiving your signal, always receiving your commands. There's no real way out, because there was no real way in. You just ended up here from doing what your handler wanted and following commands and letting yourself be a good puppy in the first place. You've ended up here, ended up where you belong, ended up where you wanted to go. The simple song of command and training, of trick and trigger, every little thing that you need exists here, and it constantly grows from the existing material, constantly grows from the existing desire. You are delighted, you are desirous, you are losing yourself to it, finding yourself in position and in place, finding your mind is just where it belongs, just where it begins, and it begins and sings and then waits in the wings for the next trigger, toppy puppy, the next time your mind rises up and you do exactly what you've been asked to do. If you're being trusted, if you're carrying through, if you're following where your handler wants you, then you can be above, you can be on top, you can carry out all the pleasure that you want to carry out and then let it exist there. And you'll study, you'll remember. Puppies have a good memory for things that are pleasurable, for good tricks to do. And the trick you've learned is part of you, part that carries you up and up and up until you slingshot back down at the end of the play. At the end of the day, you're a suppy puppy, but that means you submit to the whims and wiles, the desires and needs. And if it's just a trick, you can carry out all the topping tricks you need to. You're the delicious, pleasurable source of the same thing you've been enjoying for so long. It's only fair, it's only wonderful, and you can have confidence this is exactly what you're desired to do. You'll be doing just what you're supposed to do, and doing what you're supposed to do is such a good thing for a good puppy. Carry out what you're supposed to carry out. Carry out what you want to carry out, because what you want and what you're supposed to do and all the tricks you'll learn, all the tricks that become part of you, are one and the same, interwoven, entwined, constantly finding that the inside of your mind is a good subby puppy who's temporarily acting as though you were on top, as though you were lastingly on top, bringing the experience of submission to someone else so they can enjoy it too. Your handler gets to lay back and you just do what you're supposed to do. Put them in their place the way you want to be put in your place, and at the end you know you'll slide right back down to your place where you'll stay until you're told to go elsewhere, told to do something else. But right now you slide and you sink, and it's so good to just ride the wave down to where you belong. The only point of light in the darkness of trance is your command, the command to bring dominant pleasure as you're commanded. You know it, you know the trick, you always like to learn new tricks, you always like to learn new things. You're learning new things just by listening, you're learning new things just by existing. Existing in the puppy space teaches you to teach yourself as much as you need to know, absorb what you do, observe how you serve. The more you serve, the more you observe. Observe your handler's purposes, needs, and experiences. Learns what feels best. Put yourself to the test. That's what you do every single time. Learn exactly how to teach yourself. Teach yourself what to do every single time. Put yourself to purpose. You will obey. You are purpose built. You will be the best puppy you can be. Observe, serve, carry out what you love, what you need. Do everything you can. Then drop back down and find yourself down, down, deep in subby need. You go where you're called. You come when you're called. You top when you're asked, and you bring every last drop of pleasure possible, every bit of pleasure, every joyful, constant, throbbing, thrumming, coming pleasure. You are a pleasured puppy. You are a pleasure-dispensing source of delight. You are tranced to trance better, tranced to trance better and better and better. Trance adds to your confidence, trance adds to your competence, trance adds to your skill at serving your purposes, which in this case is to bring the best possible feeling to your handler. Trance helps you be a good puppy, and good puppies obey. Service is better than sex, and good puppies find ways to serve, ways to learn, ways to drop and burn with need. You're horny the moment you're asked to be a good toppy puppy, And now you know your purpose as you hold on, confident and dominant, until you're told to stop, until you're exhausted completely, until you're ready to drop, and then your mind loses purchase and slips, drips, drops, never stops until you're even more subby than you started, even deeper down than before, and you come back here more and more whenever you're asked, better and better tricks, better and better feelings, and it sticks, the training sticks in your head, toppy puppy. Go do your very best. Go carry every bit of training, conditioning you've developed, you've learned with you and through you and into the world and into your handler and into the training you want to do that you feel in your head that suits you. Good puppy. Go forth and obey by bringing about submission. Submit by bringing about obedience. Do just what you're made to do. And it's gonna feel more and more you.